when you initially break ground up in the spring, farmland up in the spring.
Well, you pull the stumps up?
Yeah, but after you get the stumps out of the way.
Well, you break it up the new ground, plow it up.
Yeah. What other sorts of cultivating devices would you use on the ground?
Well, you use a cutaway on it after you break it up, to break it up even smaller than lay off the rows.
Mm-hmm. What also did you call a cutaway?
Cutaway hire, that's what you break it up.
What is it that the wheels of an axle?
Oh, axle.
Of a wagon.
Yeah, axle.
What do you call the X-shaped thing you throw a log across to saw it? X-shaped frame.
Sawhorse.
What do you call these A-shaped frames that you put boards across to work on?
Well, actually, we call them a saw bench. That's what my dad used to call them, saw bench.
Is that right?
But actually, the same thing as a hacksaw. I mean, it's a sawhorse.
You straighten your hair, you fix your hair with a comb and a brush?
Instead of comb.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the thing you use to...
On my brush?
Yeah, the brush. What do you use for sharpening a razor?
Oh, my dad used to use that glass and slide it, take your two fingers, put on it, and back and forth around in that glass.
What would a barber use to sharpen a
straight razor? Oh, he used his razor strap. Mm-hmm. Dad had one of those too. He shoot it.
Oh, we're about to make it back up.
Yeah.
What do you put into a revolver or a rifle?
Oh, a bullet or a cartridge.
What about a shotgun?
Shell.
What do you call a board that children sit on each end and...
Oh, a sawhorse.
And what do you call it when they're doing that?
They're riding sawhorse, what we used to call it.
What do you call a lumber plank suspended to both ends that's flexible in the middle where a child can jump out, up and down?
Oh, you're not thinking about trampoline. That's grub in it.
Yeah, that's a latter-day thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it's springs. I like that.
You can't... There's no separate term.
No, not that I know of.
What do you call a plank that's anchored in the middle to a post that children can hop on each end and spin it around?
Oh, a spinning wheel.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a
merry-go-round?
One out in the playground.
Merry-go-round.
Mm-hmm. What would you call you tie a rope to a tree limb and you put a seat
in? Oh, that's a swing, boy.
Okay, what do you bring coal in from the outside?
That's a coal scuttle.
And where do you put it when you bring the coal in?
In the coal bin.
Mm-hmm. And what do you keep coal in beside the fireplace?
Beside the fireplace?
Yeah.
In the coal bin, the coal bucket scuttle full.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the long pipe that runs from a stove to the...
Oh, the stove pipe.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the small vehicle you carry trash around in your yard with, and it's got two handles at the back and a wheel in the front?
Oh, the Georgia buggy, better known as wheelbarrow.
Got that one.
Georgia buggy.
What do you call a something you'd sharpen a knife on?
A wet rock.
What would you call a big
rhinestone, which is sharpen your axe and so forth?
Yeah. What's the thing you'd drive to work if you didn't drive your truck?
An automobile.
Mm-hmm. Would you call it anything else, or normally call it anything else?
No, it's an automobile.
If something is squeaking, to lubricate it, you have to do what?
Grease it.